Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, my name is Roy D. Mercer. My boy Raymond was down there at the music camp over this past summer, done the percussion.
Okay.
And he left a pair of drumsticks down there that he actually weren't even his. They belonged to his sister, Leticia. And he left them down there, apparently. Have y'all found them?
Boy, I don't recall that we have. Pretty much anything we find, we put in our lost and found area. And
well, these would be special. You could probably tell them from the other ones. These had the Tipper Gore signature on them. It was hand-signed by Tipper Gore. He weren't even supposed to take them. We didn't even know he'd done it till after he come back, and he told us that he'd done it because he left them down there.
No, well, only thing we've got left is pretty much shirts and pants and shoes and things. Nothing in drumsticks.
Well, in the way I see it, then y'all are responsible for them, then.
No, in actuality, anything that the students bring is their own responsibility.
Well, how'd I know that y'all just didn't see them and take them off and sell them?
We didn't.
Well, I ain't gonna buy that. I knowed you probably somebody seen them down there. They's blonde wood, kind of chewed up, got teeth marks in them, and places where they whopped a snare on the side.
Nothing here like that.
We got them down at the political rally when they had down at Leapers Fork, Tennessee, when Alan Tipper come by the high school. Tipper sat in on the snare and played. My wife was working down to the lunchroom by then, and she went up and had a pair of drumsticks, had Tipper sign them with a magic marker down there. And they was worth, I had somebody tell me, they was worth at least $400.
Well, anything that the students bring is their responsibility to have,
Well, you can tell me that all you want to, but I'm going to have to tell this to my wife, ma'am, and she'd probably be down there and be on somebody like ugly on a baboon's ass. But them drumsticks meant a lot to the gal. My gal, Leticia's in a band. She got a band. And she plays the drums down there. But my wife, Sharon Jean, would be pretty tore up about it if you just tell me that you don't care.
Oh, it's certainly not that we don't care. It's simply that we don't,
Well, you don't care enough to make it right.
Could I put you on hold just a moment,
no,
Roy?
No, ma'am. I'll tell you what. I'm trying to get taken care of this thing so you don't get dough pop down there.
Excuse me just a moment.
She's going to be on your chin like melted pizza cheese. Wow.
Tipper Gore?
Wow.
Could have picked anybody in the world.
That's what I told Sharon Jean when she came home with them.
Thanks for holding, Roy. What I'd like to do is get your phone number and have our executive director call you when she gets back.
You ain't the one in charge down there?
No, I'm not.
Well, how big a gal is she? Because there's somebody going to get ready to take an ass whooping over this.
Well, she is our executive director.
Well, how big a gal is she?
She's our executive director.
Well, what, she 5 foot, 5 and a half?
That has nothing to do with it.
Listen, why don't I just give you the name of this guy that said that she could probably, we got on a computer the other day on that eBay down there, and they had another pair of drumsticks you could buy off of. There's some fella named Mick Budge, or maybe it's a gal. Mick Budge had them, said we could buy them off of her for $125.
I would prefer that any further conversation be held with our executive director.
Do you don't know Mick Budge?
So I can either take your name and number and have her call you, or you could call back next week and talk.
Why don't you call Mick Budge and try to work this out?
You ever heard of Mick Budge?
Yes.
Okay, Mikhail was the one that put us up to playing a joke on you.
That was a joke.
Yeah. It was supposed to be.
You know, it's my job to try and be nice to people.
Oh, you did
no
good.
No matter how crazy they are. Tipper Gore signed them?
That was my question. I couldn't believe that. And you bought that, didn't you?
This is so like Mick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
I guarantee you, my wife's getting ready to tear you up like a mountain lion into a baby goat.
Well, and I bet she could, too.
Yeah. She's a big bone woman, ma'am.
I tell you what, Chris, we'll go find Mick and hold her, and then you can show her where those drumsticks really belong, okay?
Well, when I find them, I'm selling them on eBay. What can I tell you?